Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
My name is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church. I want to talk to you about the overflow of Thanksgiving. Have you ever been jealous? Well, sure you have. We all have at one time or another. What do we do when jealousy pops up in our life? Well, I have a suggestion. Pray to God to bless other people, especially blessing of the people that the ones that are you are envying. The Word tells us to pray without ceasing. You know, it's hard to be jealous of someone when you're praying for them. And if you're praying for them, pretty soon you'll be caring for them. So pray that God will bless the one that you envy. There's a story of a preacher named F.B. Meyer who preached in London at the same time that Charles Spurgeon and another preacher, G. Campbell Morgan, were preaching there too. They were all great preachers, but Spurgeon's and Morgan's church were growing bigger than Meyer's church, and he admitted that he was a little envious of them, so he prayed, asking God to tell him what to do, because he was jealous of them, and he really didn't want to be jealous. And somehow God instructed him that he was to pray for Spurgeon and Morgan, that their churches would prosper, and more people would come. Well, Myers didn't really want to do that, but he thought he didn't want to argue with the Lord, so he obeyed, and he prayed diligently that Spurgeon's and Morgan's church would grow. They grew so much that they overflowed, and he said the overflow came to my church. So will you make the choice today to pray for others, for God's blessings especially, even on the people who rub you the wrong way? I believe the overflow of Thanksgiving will go to God because of your prayers.